USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is looking for a new Homeland Security Secretary. As Kirstjen Nielsen resigned yesterday, some say under pressure from President Trump. The president just announcing in a tweet yesterday that she was leaving her post. Republican Representative John Joyce of Pennsylvania says if President Trump sent her packing, he believes there was a good reason to do so.
He realizes the serious issues that are occurring at the southern border. He realizes that we are at a national crisis.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Israeli voters will elect a new prime minister tomorrow in what's expected to be the Jewish state's closest election in years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing serious corruption charges while he runs for a fifth term. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Democrats continue to talk about subpoenas to get a hold of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report on the Russia investigation. One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, says it's kind of early for that.
There's a process going forward. I think it's moving quickly. I mean, the attorney general got out his letter putting forward the principal conclusions very quickly. He said you'll have it by the 15th or sooner. That's why I find it ironic that people are talking about subpoenas already for the document when we're probably less than a week away or about a week away from getting them.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. Keith Urban, the big winner in this year's Academy of Country Music Awards, taking away the Entertainer of the Year honor.
To the fans out there, you are amazing. You have no idea how much you mean to me. No idea.
At last night's show in Las Vegas, Kacey Musgraves won Female Artist of the Year and for Album of the Year. Baylor's the NCAA Women's Basketball Champ. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes plans to send 8 criminal referrals to the Attorney General this coming week that focuses on the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Nunes tells Fox News 5 will name specific people and crimes, 3 deal with conspiracy, misleading Congress, obstruction, and classified leaks.
This is kind of a strange situation where you have McCarthyism, like new McCarthyism, that merged with Watergate wannabes. You had unbelievable leaks that occurred across all levels of our government. You had all sorts of reporters, 90% of the press essentially was in on this. It started by dirtying up a presidential candidate, and then it went on to dirtying up a president.
Nunes is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee.
President Trump addressed the Jewish Republican Coalition's annual leadership meeting in Las Vegas on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president spent most of the speech touting his administration's accomplishments and stressing what a strong bond Israel has with the United States. The president also accused Democrats of being anti-Jewish and anti-Israel.
The Democrats' radical agenda would destroy our economy and very well could leave Israel out there all by yourselves.
The president also reminded the crowd that it's his administration that has recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.